Section 17. No hazards. No matter how carefully a motorcyclist rides, there will always be tight spots. The chance of escaping safely depends on how quickly a rider reacts. Here is how to handle a few scenarios. Quick stops. Since the front brake supplies about 3/4 of the braking power, use it to stop quickly. Squeeze the brake lever steadily and firmly. Do not grab at it. Apply it without locking the front wheel. The rear brake should be applied at the same time. Try not to lock the rear wheel. Tire failure. If the cycle starts handling differently, safely pull off the road and check the tires. Riders will more often feel a flat tire than hear it happen. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle will tend to jerk from side to side. If a tire suddenly loses air, react quickly to keep balance by concentrating on steering a straight course. Gradually closing the throttle and coasting. Edging toward the side of the road and stopping. Stuck throttle. Sometimes, when trying to close the throttle, it will not turn. If this happens when slowing down for traffic ahead or making a turn, react quickly to prevent a crash by immediately flip the engine cutoff switch and pull in the clutch at the same time. This disconnects the engine from the rear wheel and keeps riders from speeding up. After pulling the clutch, keep it in until stopped or the throttle is freed. When unable to close the throttle, use the motor cutoff switch or the key to turn off the engine. For motorcycles, without a cutoff switch or if the key is on the side of the cycle, stop, and then turn off the engine. After stopping, check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle is working freely before continuing. Wobble. At various speeds, the front wheel can sometimes begin to wobble, shake from side to side. To ride out a wobble, firmly grip the handlebars. Do not fight the wobble. Gradually close the throttle. Do not apply the brakes, it could worsen the wobble. Let the motorcycle slow down. Pull off the road as soon as possible. If carrying a heavy load, distribute the load more evenly. When at a gas station or using a tire gauge, check tire inflation. Other things that can cause a wobble are bent or out of alignment wheel, poorly adjusted steering, improperly mounted or designed windshield, loose wheel bearings or loose spokes. Off the road. Do these two important things when leaving the roadway. Check the roadside. Make sure the surface of the roadside is firm enough to ride on. If it is soft grass, loose sand, or unclear, slow nearly all the way before leaving the roadway. Since motorists behind might not expect this, make sure to check mirrors and signal clearly and early. Pull well off the road. Get as far off the road as possible. A motorcycle by the side of the road is difficult to spot. Another vehicle may also leave the roadway, so it is important to be seen. Road hazards. Even a quick stop may not be enough to avoid hitting something. A piece of debris or a pothole might appear suddenly after the vehicle ahead passes over it, or the vehicle ahead might stop suddenly. The only way to avoid a crash is to make a quick turn or swerve. To make a quick turn, lean the motorcycle quickly in the necessary direction. The sharper the turn, the more severe the lean. To get the motorcycle to lean quickly, press on the inside of the hand grip in the necessary direction. To turn to the right, press on the inside of the right hand grip. This causes the front wheel to move slightly to the left and the motorcycle to continue straight ahead. The result is a lean to the right. Self-demonstration. While riding in a straight line, press the inside of the right handlebar. Notice the motorcycle turns to the right. Practice making quick turns, so that it is second nature in an emergency. Using this technique makes the motorcycle lean in a normal turn, too. Most riders do not notice it except on very sharp turns. In an emergency, do not switch lanes and risk being hit by a vehicle. It is possible to squeeze by most obstacles without switching lanes. This is one scenario when the size of the motorcycle is favorable. Even if the obstacle is a vehicle, there is generally time to make sure there are no vehicles in the other lane. Riding over objects. Sometimes there is no option but to ride over an object. Handling objects is a lot like riding over uneven surfaces. Here is what to do. Hold onto the handle grips tightly. Keep a straight course. This keeps the motorcycle upright and reduces the chance of falling on impact. Rise slightly on the foot pegs. This allows legs and arms to absorb the shock and helps the rider from being bounced off when the rear wheel hits. There are other ways of handling these obstacles. However, they require a lot of skill. The three steps above are a safe way to avoid obstacles found on highways. After riding over an object, always check tires for damage. Flying objects. Insects, cigarette butts thrown from vehicle windows, and rocks kicked up by tires of other vehicles. Any of these objects might strike riders. Without face protection, riders can be struck in the eye, the face, or the mouth. Face protection still might become smeared or cracked, making it difficult to see. Whatever happens, do not let it affect motorcycle control. Watch the road and keep hands on the handlebars. As soon as it is safe, pull off the road and repair any damage. Animals. You should do everything you can to avoid hitting small animals. However, in traffic, do not swerve from the lane to avoid hitting an animal. There is a better chance of surviving impact with an animal than impact with another vehicle. Motorcycles tend to attract dogs. Do not kick a chasing animal. It is too easy to lose control of the motorcycle. Instead, downshift and approach the animal slowly. After reaching the animal, speed up suddenly, leaving it behind quickly and helping the dog lose interest.